Blog Talk Radio.
You're now tuned in to Culture Freedom Radio right here on TalkShoe.com, where we keep it raw and uncut, and most definitely we are here to liberate the minds of the people. Culture Freedom Radio, yes it is, the home of Conscious Talk Radio and much, much more. Come check us out right here on TalkShoe.com. Culture Freedom Radio. Be in the house, in the house, in the house.
Peace and greetings, fam. Peace and greetings out there. How y'all doing out there? How are y'all doing out there? Welcome in one more time to Culture Freedom Radio Network. Most definitely up in this house, up in this house. I am your brother this morning right here, Brother Aria Yahavada Yasha Allah. But you could just say Brother Aria. Yes, that's who I be. That's who I be. I know y'all. That's not proper English, but that's what I'm just coming to here. Just want to say this morning. This is Brother Aria in the house. Also, was known to you for many years now on here as Brother Sunray 9. Yes, Brother Sunray 9 as well. A lot of y'all know that I went by that title. Wasn't my name, y'all, but a title, Sunray 9. I actually given myself that title through inspiration. When I first started on here, did the Sunray 9 show, y'all know back a long time ago, man, it's been a long time. Used to come on here and said, man, Brother Sunray 9 is in the house right here to come in the house to let my rays of light shine down on you. Yeah, so it was more than just looking at y'all as they said it was a comedic name, but it was just something, man, that the sun do shine, right? The sun shines and it shines, it give us warmth, and it make things grow, the vegetation grows. A lot of things, we get a lot of benefit from the sun shining. And I just said my rays because, you know, like the rays. So letting the light shine down on you. So, but I think I'm actually, man, I'm going to retire that name. Since, you know, I'm really just tapping, like I said, more into the spiritual system on the side or culture. As y'all know, some of y'all already been knowing for a while from the Israelites, you know. So, yeah, I won't be using that title anymore, Brother Sunray. Just going and using my name here, my Hebraic name. It's a Hebraic or Hebrew name, Brother Aria. Aria Yahawiyah. Let me get it right, y'all. Aria Yahawiyah Yasha Allah. Don't say the whole, y'all ain't got to say the whole name. And that's actually Paleo. As well, but Brother Aria, y'all know, and a lot of y'all know from been listening to the show, Brother David, Chief Rabbi David Israel, actually ordained and gave me that name or that title. So yeah, I'm still riding with Brother Aria and Liberation Tabernacle of Yah as well. We have that show, kind of primarily been doing it on YouTube. I've had some things on YouTube, with that, and but on TalkShoe, but you can find it. Just like you can find the rest of this show right here, Culture Freedom Radio. You can find all of our shows, man, like Brother is right here, Culture Freedom Radio Network. or the Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. You can find both of these podcasts right there on iHeartRadio. You can find us right there on TuneIn Radio. You can find us on the Apple Podcast Store. Yes, the Apple Podcast Store. You can find both of those shows right there and on those different podcasting apps and distributing apps, I would say. So, yes, you can listen to it. And even now, Culture Freedom, you can find Culture Freedom Radio Network on Pandora. Yes, yes, Culture Freedom Radio, man, on Pandora. So you can check us out right there. Your Pandora listeners, you can follow the show on Pandora. But, yeah, just want to come in the house right here today, man. Real talk with Brother Aria. I just want to come in here and just throw out a little things out here on the table for you this morning. And I will say, first of all, again, Shalom, first of all, I forgot that. Give that greeting, Shalom, Hotep, Assalamu Alaikum to everybody out there, to your respectful greetings and salutations, but peace to you out there. And what's up to everybody else who don't have one of those, I guess, spiritual thoughts. I like to call it spiritual. I don't call it religion. I don't like to call it religion. And I just call it spiritual systems or certain cultural, you know, cultural backgrounds or culture, you know. You have different greetings in different languages. Arabic, you know, it's Assalamu Alaikum in Arabic, you know, I mean, just peace be upon you. As well, we say Shalom Alaikum. Shalom Alaikum. Sound like Assalamu Alaikum, don't it? But it's Hebrew, still meaning peace be upon you as well. But yes, like I said, those of you who be listening to the show later on, I greatly appreciate you, however you listen to the show and check out the show. So the other day, man, I just want to touch back on. Damn, I'm trying to see which way did I want to go with this here. Yeah, I got two things I really want to go with. Yeah, I guess I'll lead off with this one right here. I played a show the other day, did a show, and which entitled, man, now these leaders will mislead you or something to that degree. Y'all always forget my own damn titles of the shows. But yeah, how these leaders will mislead you. And I did that one. Let me see what the hell was it. Watch out for these leaders who will mislead you. That's the name of it, y'all. I told you, I always forget my own shows, my own titles. Yeah, watch out for these leaders who will mislead you or misguide you. You truly have to watch out. And but really, I played that, and I played something with ISUPK, and I'm not here to beat up on them, but I want to play something else in a little more length. And lent to that particular broadcast. I want to go in and play some more so you can hear some other things that they were saying. And it's just not the ISUPK. It's just General Hana, because, you know, they one of like the prominent Hebrew thing. And it's not nothing against Hebrew, because what I say, that I am a Hebrew. So, you know, I'm not camp banging. I'm not doing none of that. But it's just my thing here is the time and place that we're in, because it's so much going on, and it's so easily for a lot of people to be misguided and be misled. Like Dr. York had a book and was talking about breaking the spell on blacks. Yeah, breaking the spell on blacks or breaking the spell on Negroes. There's truly have been spells cast upon our people, and also he has a thing called breaking the spell of Leviathan. So it truly can be spells and are being spells cast upon our people, but sometimes because of your political affiliation, your spiritual, or some people may say your religious affiliation. So certain things get cast upon you because you follow certain leaders and certain personalities and not really understand the dynamic of the things they're trying to push on you and telling you to follow and go with. You don't really get into it. Some of us, we don't go in depth to study certain things to find out. Just like even with the election, and I'm not going to get into that, but just like with the whole thing with election with Joe Biden, you know, because a lot of black people, so-called black people voted because you was told that Donald Trump was the racist and you had to get rid of Donald Trump because he was racist and he was trying to destroy America with his racist self. So you went out in record numbers, and a lot of black people voted for Joe Biden. And it wasn't somewhat of because some people didn't vote for Joe Biden because they like Joe Biden. Some voted for Joe Biden just to get Trump out of there. So, yeah, that's too. So it wasn't that a lot of people like Joe Biden. They just wanted to get Trump ass out of there. Yeah. So, but anyway, You got a lot of these, especially these religious leaders. Like I told y'all, I'm going to brought up something here about, oh, damn, I can't share no PDF files on here. I wish I could share some PDF files, but I don't have a chat room open anyway. How these pastors, a lot of these pastors get paid. They're working for Homeland Security, FEMA, as we may call it. Yeah, they're working for them. And I have a sheet here. It's FEMA tip sheet, engaging faith communities. Now, this is a whole big thing here. It says engaging guidelines, Protestant Christian leaders. Now, this is a whole guideline for FEMA. And it is more than just the damn Protestants and stuff, Baptists and a lot of other denominations. And it's their guidelines to do in case of a national emergency. Yeah, they give them rules and things to do and all of this type of stuff to do. And I told y'all, man, a lot of these churches are getting paid. Have y'all seen this situation with George, what's his name? Joe Osteen, how PPP money, I said PPE, that's when I'm at work, but it's called PPP money. Now, you know, there's a lot of small businesses are going out of business because this coronavirus, and they don't properly have the money to sustain and keep themselves afloat due to corona and all of these regulations they're having, you know, shutting these businesses down. They're losing employees or all of their employees, or they're having to cut back on employees. So they're struggling, man. A lot of these small businesses are struggling. They're struggling. But at the same time that the government was giving out all of this stimulus package and another, what we would say a damn bailout, churches, y'all, right? It's supposed to be a separation of church and state, as they tell you, but that's the biggest lie ever. These churches like Joel Osteen receive $4.4 million. Yes, let me say it, y'all, again. From the government, because of the coronavirus, from this PPP, y'all look up the PPP and see what that stands for. But they received Linwood Church received $4.4 million. Yeah, I think they said it's the largest amount of money been giving to a church organization. Dealing with this coronavirus, he received more money than any other church. And he's not the only one. There are several other churches and things have received money from this. And they're trying to say that they're getting this money and file for this money because they have people on the payroll at these churches who they want to keep them and, you know, pay them. Now, wait a minute, y'all. So wait a minute. So wait. So that means you are a business. You're not here to save souls, as you say. It's a business. So you can't meet the payroll because of the church is being shut down. So you need to let the government give you a little change so you can keep the tambourine player who's on salary. Yeah, y'all know the tambourine player. You know, they got ministers of music and stuff, right? Y'all know they on salary. The choir directors, they on salary. They call them ministers. They give them little nice little titles and stuff too. Minister of music. Yeah, yeah. They on salary. The piano players on salary. Hell, who else on salary? Hell, everybody else. A lot of people on salary besides the pastor. Now I say they just. I'm gonna throw out a little sum here. Now, if you love the church, now I'm talking about the church. If you love the Lord, like y'all say, I thought you, when you singing, right, you're singing and you're giving praise, you're singing and giving praise to the Lord because you love the Lord. Now, I'm using that term, Lord. I don't use that term, Lord. I say Yahuwah, Yahawah, you know, the Tetragrammaton. I don't do all that Lord stuff. But anyway, that's another whole subject. But I'm trying to talk in the language of the Christians and know what I'm talking about and everybody else who use it, and or just everybody else in general. So if y'all love the Lord so much and you're supposed to be singing, you're supposed to be giving praise to the Lord anyway. So why are you on salary? Why you got somebody on you on salary, the piano player? When there's jobs out here, they're seriously being closed down. But the church is supposed to be doing it in the name of God, in the name of the Creator, as they say, in which y'all know this. People serving Miffin God, Dimini God, they serving Jesus over in the church anyway. But they're getting all of this millions of dollars. Yeah, I'll tell you, it's a trip. So what I'm saying is because anyway, to go back here with when I was talking about Brandon's thing with General Johanna, and he said about go ahead and get that shot. See, sometimes these people y'all see this damn thing, this 501c3. And all of this money they're getting, people be getting from the government. See, now, like I said, when you line yourself up with certain things, you're getting money. Don't y'all, like I said, if you line yourself up with the devil, don't think the devil ain't going to want something back. He look, and I'm just using figurative, this is word devil. If the devil give you something, don't think he ain't going to want nothing back in return. Don't think he ain't going to want nothing back in return. I'm going to tell y'all one of the most things, they used to say the old jailhouse rules. You go in there and see a cake on your bed, and they say you better not eat it. You better throw it off the damn bed. Don't eat it because, dude, hey, man, hey, that was my cake. You ate that cake? Yeah, it was on my bed. I want that same cake back, but y'all know the whole thing. So they want something back. So the government here, if you're getting this money, you're lining yourself up with them. Yeah, they're going to want something back. They're going to want something back. So I'm not saying specifically that's what the brother did here, but I don't know, y'all, because it's very strange. You as a organization that thrive all saying that the white man or Esau is the devil. Esau is the devil that the Bible speaks of. I mean, when Esau them come up with something they call a vaccine, and we know as he's going, and I'm going to play a little bit of this clip. I'm going to play a little more extensive video longer than I did the other day, because I want y'all to hear a little bit more about what they were saying and extensively, so you can get the meat of what he was saying. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, we play clips, people play clips, and they can say, well, see, man, they cut out some of the parts I said. You know, that ain't really what I said. So I'm going to place a little bit more so you can hear the whole context, right? I think it's fair. I think that's only fair. You know, because I when I saw the video, just the part that I played, I saw it. I said, you know what, Brother Sunray, or Brother Aria, you need to look at more and to go listen to his show and see exactly what he said, because I only seen the little short clip and I thought about the same thing. You know, I want to make sure contextually I'm getting this thing right and not taking him out of context. So that's why another reason I want to play this for y'all, because I played it for y'all when I've seen it and I've heard that short video. So I want to make sure I get this right, not going at nobody in a negative way. But the thing here is that when people, y'all got to watch this in the name, that's why I tell y'all too, watch this going in the name of blackness. Love yourself. Yes, truly love yourself. If you're so-called black, whatever you know, we deem, I call ourselves a color or whatever. Our skin complexion or whatever, that's what we want to call it, y'all. I don't know what the hell to say sometime on this lot of this stuff, you know. But sometimes this blackness, we can get caught up. We get caught up. So you got an organization y'all looking at and you thriving as being a black militant type group. And you love that because they go against the white man and, as they say, Esau. But then, on another hand, it's telling you to take something that a lot of you don't trust. Hell, I don't. I know goddamn well I ain't. I'm not trusting it. But you get somebody like this here, a prominent person out here, and he's a general, as he say, to tell you to go ahead and take it. It would be like Grandmaster Jay of MFACS telling the MFACS members, since he's the general of that organization, y'all take that shot, man. Go on, take that vaccine, man. But you talk against the system and you talk against and call America Babylon, the great whore, Egypt, and all of these other things. But then she come up with something, a divisive plan. We don't know what exactly this vaccine is going to do, but it seems to be they're targeting the black community an awfully lot. They're targeting, because y'all even remember when the coronavirus came out, what were they saying? That it was affecting black people the most. It was affecting black people the most. How the hell we know? Now, how the hell is it doing that? Now, check this out, y'all. Now, I know they was talking about it was mutating. So, wait a minute. When it came from China, yeah, that's where it started from. So, hell, I'm right in saying it, right? Because that's where it started from. So, if it started there, that's where the hell it came from. So, if it started in China, some say Wuhan, China. So if it started there, and it was dealing with all Asians, primarily, I guess, and maybe some Caucasians there, how did it come and go, and it was in Italy and those places, and it went hard in Africa, right? You didn't hear none in Africa, but in Europe, it was hitting the European pretty hard over there that we've seen on videos and things. But when it so happened to get to America, it started affecting so-called, as they call us, African-Americans, so-called black people, more than anybody else in America. Now, wait a minute. You went from China to Europe. It wasn't affecting us like that. But when we get to America, oh, it's affecting black people more than any other ethnic group out there. A hell of a mutation. I would say that coronavirus is maybe racist. I don't know, but that's kind of strange. But let me get into it and play this a little bit, y'all. I'm talking a little bit too much on here. I want to play this, y'all, give y'all some context. So, like I said, it's a little bit longer than the other one, but I just want to let y'all hear some of this. And I might just skip through some, but I want y'all to hear this. Now, this man's pushing, telling people to take the coronavirus. I mean, not the virus. Yeah, the corona vaccine. My bad, Shalakia. The vaccine. And I tell y'all, watch some of these. That's why I said watch some of these leaders. Watch some of these fucking organizations who take certain money as they name of social programs and things of this nature. Watch them. Because now the government going to ask them, hey, look, okay, we've been giving y'all a cut. We've been giving y'all this. Look, this is what we need from you. But you talk about Esau's the devil and shit. But let's go ahead and get this. Shut up, Sean Ariel. Shut up. Go and play the video.
With these vaccines, since the whole vaccine jumped off today, right? So I want to be real about it. First of all, everybody should take the vaccine, okay? Stop that bullshit about this, the vaccine.
Right.
Now on the flip side, I understand why black people don't want to take the vaccine. Black people don't want to take the goddamn vaccine because they don't trust your white ass. That's what it really comes down to. Black people do not trust what white people going to put in that goddamn vaccine because they don't watch white people destroy them over and over and over and over again. And if we ain't learned nothing from Nazi Germany, we learned that them Germans, they knew how to kill you right through their medical system. They was killing every injured and maimed or paraplegic in the entire country, was doping them up, killing them, doing all kinds of shit to them. So I understand how black people think, but take the goddamn vaccine shot. Stop listening to the conspiracy theorists out here.
Let me stop it a little bit, y'all. I might have to narrate just a little bit here. So wait a minute. Take the vaccine, brothers and sisters. Take the vaccine. I'm saying what he said, y'all. And I'm looking at the video here. It says somebody said no taking that poison. I guess they said not taking that poison. But the thing here is, I know why black people feel this way. I know why they don't want to take it. And it goes to tell you the reason why, because they can't trust white people. But aren't these people who came up with this white, so-called white, as he say, Esau? Isn't Dr. Fauci behind this? What's up with Bill Gates? Isn't Bill Gates behind this? And do we really trust Bill Gates? Huh? The man who know we have seen a lot of stuff with Bill Gates in these vaccines. And you saying, General Johanna, go ahead and take the vaccine, even though we know we can't trust him. Huh? Let's go ahead and play a little bit more. But I want y'all to hear his justification, though. That's why I got to play the more of it. His justification. You're saying he's the devil, but you want to go ahead and take the drink the Kool-Aid that the devil has stirred up and mixed up for us. And I'm going to tell y'all something. I said this on another show the other day, just a little bit briefly, and I got to hear him get back into the video. And it was awfully funny, man. And it wasn't funny, but I'm just saying this in, you know, just context of word, just conversation. How about they had Jim Jones on the other day, man? It wasn't actually Jim Jones, the movie, but they had a documentary talking about Jim Jones and how he, as a religious leader, or they might say spiritual leader, or as I might say spiritual leader, they say religious leader. How he used that Bible to control people. And at the end, what did he do? He gave them that poison Kool-Aid, that poison to drink, right? Johanna, I hope you ain't doing that, brother.
Telling you not to take the vaccine and all that. Man, listen, let them run through them trials, finish what they got to do, and when the vaccine come around, don't even sweat that bullshit, man. That's you understand? The vaccine.
Oh, my bad. But he said, but he told them to stop listening to all that conspiracy theory. Stop listening to all that conspiracy theory stuff. So don't listen to nothing that some of these doctors out here saying, that some of these doctors they're banning on Facebook. These doctors they're banning on Twitter. And don't y'all know that Twitter came out and announced the other day that they were anything you say anything against this vaccine, they will not let you post it on Twitter. They will ban it, and you got to take it down before they even open your account back up. Now, then, when there are some talking, like Trump then was saying, and the conservative was talking about how big tech is censoring a lot of information, so they don't want you to talk about nothing bad about this thing. Now, if you say you're going to take the vaccine, okay, cool. You can post it, but you can't say nothing, anything on the opposite side about it, like the effects, the negative effects people have been getting from the vaccines. They don't want, you can't post them up no more. When the people had what this thing called Bell palsy and other people, ladies had allergic reaction, you can't post those things on Twitter no more. Let's get back into it.
It ain't worse than the crack era was. If you lived through the crack era, then all right, then you know the vaccine ain't worse.
This is the justification for it.
You lived through the heroin era of the 60s and 70s when niggas was looking like creatures from outer space, blowing up hands and feet. Hands 10 times the size that they are, then you ain't got nothing to worry about because you know that it ain't worse than that. Like if you take the vaccine and you blow up like a heroin addict, then I say, hold up, man, you better check that. Okay? But them heroin addicts, brother, that dope going in them heroin addicts, brother, is destroying and wiping them out. That Oxycontin is 10 times worse than that damn vaccine, man. That goddamn Oxycontin got whole cities went underground, got wiped out over that Oxycontin. That Oxycontin had motherfuckers laid out all over. They had to give the police what's the name of it? Is it an EpiPen? What's the name of that pen? That shit they shoot in you, that adrenaline, when you overdose. What's the name of that?
Narcan.
Narcan, that's the shit. Now imagine, the dope dealer who worked for Esau, he's sending you the dope, the Oxycontin and the heroin. You pass the hell out for damn near dead. The ambulance show up, the cops show up. Sometimes the cops get there before the ambulance. They give the cops a needle to stick down through your goddamn chest into your heart and pump another piece of dope in you to bring you back from the dead, and you telling me to worry about a goddamn vaccine, man? Please, man. You know what I mean? Stop getting caught up in the conspiracy of them damn vaccines, man.
Let's stop right here for a second. General Rihanna. Mm-hmm. I know. I hear you. But wait a minute. Wasn't it Bill Gates and his Bill and Linda Gates Foundation who went into Africa and gave a lot of African I'm saying the wrong name now. I forgot. Y'all can't stand Africans. Y'all probably say, go ahead and kill their ass anyway. I forgot. ISUPK, y'all don't deal with Africans. But I'm going to still talk to the family and sisters and brothers that's out here and let them hear it. Anyway, so then they go into a lot of parts of Africa and try to sterilize. I mean, not sterilize, because they probably did sterilize. I'm looking at something in the chat room on their page that says somebody was sterilized. But anyway, they hummed a lot of people. Like it was like, I think in one village they say They went into a school and vaccinated, I think it was like 50 children in there. And like out of the 50, 40-some percent of those 40-some of those children had some kind of like paralyzing effect from that medicine they gave them. In India, they supposed to have been what, suing Bill Gates and shit over there because he went into India. They supposed to be like banned out of India. That's why a lot of Africans, oh, I forgot, ICPK, y'all don't like Africans, but the Africans are smart enough to saying, hell no. So y'all don't like the Africans, but the African nations over there like, hell no, don't bring that shit over here. They smart enough. But you over here in America talking about go ahead and take it, but you don't like Africans. Fuck it, I'd be an African today because I'm be like the African. I'm not taking it. I'm like ham. I'm no, keep that shit somewhere else. I don't want it. But you, General Hunter, is trying to make up all this stuff talking about an epidemic. Oh, but one thing about this epidemic, right? One thing about this epidemic, in correlation or the difference between this and what you're talking about, the heroin and the crack epidemic. Now, listen, these paid people, we didn't choose this coronavirus thing. We didn't choose this so-called coronavirus epidemic, right? And I mean an epidemic. They say this thing is out here. We didn't create the damn virus, even though they created the heroin and the crack. But still, again, you chose, those people chose to smoke crack. Those people choose to do heroin. They choose this. They chose that. They said it's an epidemic because so many people out here doing it, and they got so damn bad because you have, you like, and I still don't understand it for the likes of me, myself. But people, I see a person smoke crack, and I see the effects from them smoking crack. You think I want to go smoke some goddamn crack? I see how they make their teeth fall out, and I see how it just makes them look. They go out here and steal everything. They sell all they got. You think I want to go smoke some crack after I see? But you know what some people see? Or some people say? See, they weak. They weak, man. They just they don't know how to handle it, see? It ain't going to do me like that. And then it end up, they'll smoke the crack and it do them like that. So that epidemic because of people not looking at examples and taking in heed to those examples that was being set forth at first. But like this coronavirus is totally different shit. So, but still again, they don't want you, like I said, on Twitter and places to see these videos and stuff. When there's a nurse that took it the other way, the other day I seen a video, was so-called a European nurse, Caucasian nurse, took the shot, and she was on a news talking about it, and then she passed the hell out. So was that effects of the coronavirus? I mean, that vaccine. But she said, I always pass out after taking it. I ain't gonna be the motherfucker on the television. Excuse my French, y'all. Excuse me. I'm not. She's the bad example of somebody who should have been on the television showing that, see, I could take the shot. It didn't bother me. It don't affect me. You passed the hell out. You should have been the last person because that was a lie. She knew she took that damn vaccine and it probably did something to make her ass pass out. So y'all think I want to take this shit. I don't want to get no Bell palsy. My face get all crooked. I don't want to take that. I don't want to. Come on, Johanna. See, but this is your justification. This is the script you probably been given. So you can entice or calm the people into taking it. And this is what these Negro pastors and all these, just not Negro pastors, but this is what these pastors and priests and all this stuff going to do to you, brothers and sisters. Not Elder Aria. Hell no. Elder Aria, I tell y'all, hell to the Nizal. That's why I give y'all the information to tell y'all to watch out against this bull crap. But these people like this, they're going to tell you because they're getting all of this money. They got all this prestige. See, they're lining themselves up with something they had no business lining up with in the first place. Well, let's get back into it.
Man, you're going to spread the damn corona to everybody. Then, yeah, don't take the vaccine and watch everybody drop dead.
Oh, let's get back. Let's back up a little bit. See the scare tactic? See the fear factor? If you don't get the corona, you don't get the vaccine, you're going to be killing folks. And you're going to be the call of the people dying. Let's get it. Let's play it back.
Check that. Okay?
The scare attack.
But them heroin addicts, brother, that dope going in them heroin addicts, brother, is destroying and wiping them out. That Oxycontin is 10 times worse than that damn vaccine, man. That goddamn Oxycontin got whole cities went underground. I went got wiped out over that OxyContin. That OxyContin had motherfuckers laid out all over. They had to give the police the what's the name of it? Is it an EpiPen? What's the name of that pen? That shit and teach, mo boot kissing. All to give the cops a needle to stick down through your goddamn chest into your heart and pump another piece of dope in you to bring you back from the dead. And you telling me to worry about a goddamn vaccine, man? Please, man. You know what I mean? Stop getting caught up in the conspiracy of them damn vaccines, man. You're going to spread the damn corona to everybody. Then, yeah, don't take the vaccine and watch everybody drop dead. You understand?
Scare tactic.
Leave it to the hands of the
Lord. Don't take the vaccine and watch everybody die. That's the scare tactic.
Lord, to reveal if this bastard is doing something. Believe you me, he said I will do nothing, but I reveal my secrets onto the...
What's the name of that? Hold up, y'all.
Spread the damn corona to everybody.
Now, this is the common thing. Now, here it go. Here it go. It's going to come up after this, y'all. Keep missing it. I'm missing it. Now, this is what they're going to do. This is the path. They give you Revelation. They give you Romans. I got to find Romans, y'all, because they're going to give you Romans, too. That's what I tell y'all about there. They got to go to Romans 13. They got to go to Romans 13, chapter 1. But listen to what he's going to say. Listen to what he's going to do. They're going to throw the Lord in this. They're going to throw God in this, right? That's the controlling factor. If God said it, you better do it. If God said it, you better do it. This is what they get y'all with. Let me see. Romans 13. Here we go. This is King James Version, though. Romans 13, 1 and 2, it says, let every soul be subject to the higher powers, for there's no power but God. The power that be are ordained of God. Now, the powers that be, that they are ordained by God. They're talking about the government. Whoever, therefore, resist the power, resist the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. I want to get another one. What's my other Bible at? I want to make this perfectly crystal clear what they're trying to say here. Huh? They're trying to tell you that the powers, the government, these governments are in authority under God. God gave them authority. And if you disobey the authority that's been given by God, you'd be disobeying the ordinance of God. Here we go. Romans 13 and chapter 2 again. Here we go. Now, this is my complete Jewish study Bible. Now, it's going to read a little bit different than King James. It's going to probably break it down a little bit easier in layman's term a little bit. You know, that hither and thou stuff with King James. But here we go. Check it out, right? Check it out. Romans 13. Everyone is to obey the governing authorities, for there is no authority that is not from God. Even Joe Biden, then, I guess, y'all, his authority is from God. Let me stop intervening. There's no authority that is not from God. And the existing authorities have been placed where there are by God. Let me see. Read that again, y'all. And the existing authorities have been placed where they are by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities is resisting what God has instituted, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. There y'all go. That's what they're going to give y'all, man. Romans 13, verses 1 through 2. But they ain't going to give y'all verses 3. Now, I get y'all that for this. But this is what it tells the rulers, though. For rulers are not to terror. For rulers are no terror to good conditions, but are bad. So you're not supposed to, these ruling authorities are not supposed to terrorize the people. They're not supposed to terrorize the people and bring harm and fear to the people, but they don't reach all that way. But listen what he's going to say. I gave y'all that to show y'all what he's going to say right here. Listen what he's going to say. This is what he's going to put it on the Lord, y'all. This is what he's going to say, or Yahweh Shah. Watch this.
All right, then, yeah, don't take the vaccine and watch everybody drop dead. You understand?
Right.
Leave it to the hands of the Lord to reveal if this bastard is doing something.
There you go. Leave it in the hand to the Lord. Don't take the vaccine. Don't be scared. Leave it in the hand of the Lord. And the Lord going to know if he's doing some harm to you. Leave it in God's hand. Don't that sound like a church to y'all? See, that's why I talk. These messianic, let me tell y'all something, man. These messianics, they ain't nothing but goddamn Christians. They ain't nothing but Christians. They call themselves Hebrews, but they ain't nothing but goddamn Christians. They might as well go to church today instead of yesterday. See, I'm going to tell all of the messianics what they doing, brothers and sisters. Only thing they do, they call themselves messianic. And they might take on the name, a Hebrew name for Jesus called Yahweh Shai or Yahshua, using Hebraic terms, and still follow the Sabbath. They might still follow the feast days, but they still believing in this poisonous New Testament doctrine that was made by Christian Roman. Oh, man. Catholicism that was made by the damn Romans, Paul and the boys, to misguide them, to mislead them from, as they would say, they said that the Jewish, as they say, the Jewish God is a Marcion. Y'all saw this something about a person named Marcion. He said the God of the New Testament or the Tanakh was an old, mean, low-down, wicked God, but the God of the New Testament, he ain't like that. He ain't like that. He loved everybody. He ain't like that. So he can stand the God of a higher power, of the Allahayim of the Hebrews. He didn't like that. And Marcion wasn't no black dude at that. He didn't like this, the God of the black Israelites. The one didn't play no games with you. The one didn't play no game. Like you say, man, you do wrong to nature, nature whoop your backside. That's what the Most High do. Y'all, some of y'all believe in nature. Y'all know how nature works. You do wrong with nature, nature whoop your backside. Or they say mama. But let's get it back into it.
Believe you me, he said, I will do nothing but I reveal it, my secrets onto the prophets, man. You can best believe if real intel was out there about them vaccines, the Lord would give it to the ISUPK. And you know I love the conspiracy.
Now, he said if there was some information out against these vaccines and stuff, now, the Lord would have gave it to ISUPK, and they would have put it out. Well, goddamn, General Hunter, where you been? Because there's plenty of information about these vaccines out there. Oh, you just don't want... Oh, you maybe you just got that information. You just don't want to talk about that information because there's plenty of information about these damn vaccines out here. And I listen to Captain Dzoriak, and them, and they radio cross the line. And I know sometimes they don't cross the line on certain shit. And y'all ain't crossing the line with that vaccine, huh?
I'd have jumped out here and told you already, man, get the hell away from them damn vaccine. Man, go on and get that vaccine, man. Get cleared up, man, so we can get on out here, man, have a good Passover. I'm going to get out here this summer. I'm hitting the beaches. I'm doing 2021. Oh, I'm doing it all 2021. I'm hitting all these camps. We got so many goddamn camps, man.
That's enough. Okay, that's it, y'all. I know y'all tired of it. I know this. Damn, Ari, I hear him getting rid of that. Okay, I'm through with it. Go ahead and get the vaccine so we can go ahead and get back because they want to have Passovers and they want to go ahead and get the vaccine so they can get back out here in the streets, go to the beaches and everything. Oh, that's what you want. That's what you want everybody to get the vaccine for, Brother Johanna. That's what you want them for because you got to get out here and get your groove on out here in them streets. Yeah, it ain't about what's right or what's wrong. It ain't about principles. Take the goddamn vaccine. You can't buy, sell, or trade unless you have the mark of the beast. That's in y'all book, the book of Revelation. You can't buy, sell, or trade unless you have the mark of the beast. And there's so many things, and I'm not going to get into all of that. As he said, don't get into this conspiracy. I'm not going to get into it on this show because I want to move on to something else. But he says that they're talking about the date. If you don't, they're going to have, y'all already know about contact tracing. They want to give out cards, those who take the vaccine. I don't know how true it is because I'm not willing to be a willing participant to get the motherfucker. So if they ain't got an AR-15 in my head and all that old shit right there, man, I don't think Brother Ari are going to be getting it because they only said, y'all, if 75% of the population get it, everybody ain't got to get it. But anyway, so hell, I'm going to wait till y'all 75 get it, and then that way Brother Aria ain't got to get it. Y'all 75 get it. I'm not going to tell y'all to get it. I hope y'all do what y'all got to do, what's in y'all best interest, like we told about the voting. Do what's in your best interest. I'm not here to tell y'all don't get it. If you feel it's okay, hey, go ahead. I'm just saying, hey, Brother Aria ain't lining up for no guy. I don't like needles anyway. So that's one of my damn. I don't like needles anyway. That ain't my reason why I'm not going to get it. But hey, if they telling us masks, they told you to wear the goddamn mask, right? Let's stop the spread. Keep your mask on. Let's slow the spread or lower the curve, as we said. So we thinking masks, wearing a mask, and shutting down the business. And they told y'all when the heat came out in June, that was going to kill it. But goddamn, here we go again. The Isley Brothers, y'all. Here we go again, y'all. It's picking up even more. Huh? So the mask ain't the thing. So the mask ain't stopping nothing. So, hey, come on, y'all. Do what's in y'all best interest. That's all I'm going to say. But I'm not here to persuade nobody like General Hunter.
Man, forget that, man. Y'all go and get the vaccine, man. Go and get the vaccine. Forget all this conspiracy theory.
Hell to the no. Hell to the no. But I play this because, see, this is what happened when you line up and you're getting government handouts. You want to talk like you're against the government, but you're really getting government handouts for those 501c3s. Well, hell, I thought you had enough members. Y'all can take care of y'all own stuff, right? That's how I would look at it. See, it's like, you know, you have a lot of these organizations. If you're not willing to, like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, separation. See, the thing about separation in the Moors talking about, you got to be sovereign. So once you go sovereign or once you separate from this government, you can't ask them for a goddamn thing. You can't ask them for nothing because you want to be separated. You want to be sovereign. You want to stand on your own two feet, as they say. Just like leaving the house from your parents. Now, boy, you got to get on out here, Aria. You got to stand on your own two feet. You the man now. You're 18, brother. You got to get out here on your own. Take care of your own business. Huh? You want to be grown? Like I said, yeah, if I was in the house acting like I'm grown, you want to be grown? You think you're going to run something? You can get out of my damn house, boy. You're grown. Going on out there. But anyway, you separated. You want to be separate from the government. You talk about how wicked the government is and how corrupt it is that a lot of y'all talk about, and the destruction is going to happen to America because of her wickedness. But then you turn around and America, all of a sudden now, she have a vaccine or something she speed through. She was like, they were like FedEx with this vaccine. What they say, warp speed with this vaccine. And now all of a sudden you trust this and you want to tell the people to go on out here and do it. That's your congregation. So we know, according to General Johanna's conversation and go with the vaccine, everybody in ISUPK going to be vaccinated. So y'all ain't got to worry about when they out there hollering on the street and they ain't got no masks on the street, y'all. Y'all ain't got to worry about catching no corona from ISUPK. Don't worry, they're going to be vaccinated. They got the vaccine, so don't even worry. Y'all, you know they're going to have the vaccine because they general told them to get the vaccine. Yeah, y'all heard it. So don't worry about them out there hollering and if the spit hits you on your cheek while they out there hollering, you know, because they got the vaccine. They're going to have the vaccine. They're going to get vaccinated. So you ain't going to catch the coronavirus from them. Now, you ain't going to catch coronavirus from them. But anyway, I want to throw out something else right fast. I see it's 10 minutes. I didn't mean to stay in that long. But, hey, however the spirit move you, that's the way it goes. Like Curtis Mayfield, when the spirit hits you, you got to move. Y'all remember that? That song, New World Order. But anyway, I was looking at something, I guess, again, old school, kind of what a debate. Still bringing up ISUPK, but on another level. ISUPK and Brother Reggie. Y'all remember Brother Reggie from the House of Consciousness? I ain't seen him in a while, but I don't hardly watch Sinetta like that either. But Brother Reggie, And it was that they you know, when ISUPK used to have a lot of people coming to their studio or their school to debate. Same something with Brother Reggie, man. It was old when they played Thursday. I guess they didn't even come. I wonder why they didn't come on live Thursday. They used to come on every Thursday night, but they didn't come on. And it was funny. They didn't come on after the damn General Hunter made that statement. They didn't even come on live. I thought that was kind of very peculiar. Very peculiar. Maybe they thought some people were going to call in and chastise their ass because of that right there. I don't know, y'all. I ain't saying that's what happened, but I know they didn't come on. But anyway, going back, you know, stay on track, Ari, y'all. Stay on track. Brother Reggie, they was asking about some stuff with Gabe. Y'all seen? Have y'all seen the thing with Gabe, right? Y'all remember this old, this old. They saying how the picture, it was something that was depicted with Gabe. Would had his penis pointing at his mouth, and you know, ISUPK him always was getting on that and saying that was a homosexual thing. It was like what they call it, autofellatio, like he was trying to give himself autofellatio. And they was like, man, that was some crazy stuff. Why would somebody even do that? You know, they was like, Richard Reggie says, see, y'all don't understand science and all of this shit. Well, you know what, Reggie? I don't understand that goddamn science. I really don't. I don't, you know, a man pointing his own penis at his mouth. He flipped, folded up and got his penis in his mouth talking about some reproduction. Now, I don't know how you reproduce like that, man. Even in a metaphoric term, I don't see how that shows anything about reproduction. And I'm sorry, sisters, y'all forgive me out there. I'm just saying what they were saying, y'all. I'm not trying to be provocative or anything like that. But that's what they saying that that represent. Now, I don't know who, maybe it is some European who came up with that damn, what you call that, y'all, translation. Champollion, Wallace Budges, maybe they did. Maybe they came up with that translation and told y'all what that means. I don't know. I don't know. Now, I don't want to say no African or whatever came up with that now, but that's what Reginald was saying. That's what Reginald was saying. They said this was way before the Ptolemaic period. Now, we know the Ptolemaic was the Greek invasion. So they said all this was way before the Ptolemies them. Damn, y'all. I wouldn't put that on African. I wouldn't put that on African. I'm all, but anyway, but so they were asking about that. But what I find that I've seen a lot of these so-called Kemet cats, right? And I'm gonna say not a lot of it, the scholars. And I'm talking to some of y'all Kemet brothers and sisters who kind of lean towards the Kemet thing. And here's what I want to give y'all. I noticed like the brother Reggie, and you have other some other people out here always espousing Kemet. But it seemed to be that they are not even Kemetic spiritual practitioners. Let me say it again. Reggie himself, he's not a Kemetic spiritual practitioner. I find it like odd, kind of odd. Because, you know, when they always going after the Bible, right? They're always going after the Bible because now one thing about it, some people that subscribe to the Bible, whether it's the Hebrews or even the Christians, we try to live, and I'm just going to stick to the Hebrew. I ain't going to get into the Christian. I leave them out of there. I take them out of the equation. Like me, for instance, I know there's some parts in there, some commandments in there telling us that we're supposed to wear fringes and things. I wear my fringes. I wear fringes. Certain customary things we have feast days, like what we had Hanukkah last week or the Feast of Dedications last week. It's just the day of Saturday. So it ended about Friday night sundown. So I try to keep those feast days, all the prescribed feast days. So we try to live out those cultural things, right? Try to do that. The dress code, all of it. Have the Shabbat days when we don't try to work on Shabbat and things of this nature. But, and Kemet. Kemet is more, sisters and brothers, and I'm saying this as an Israelite, brother who's as Israelite culture, and I'm saying this for y'all in sincerity, because like I said, I was Brother Sunray. I was in the Kemet. Y'all know this. Kemet is more than just pyramids, brothers and sisters. Kemet is more than just the elaborate statues and monuments that you see that we fall in love because of the glimmer and the gold that we seen that the brother was rocking way back when. It's more than that. Kemet had a spiritual system, I can truly say. They had a spiritual system. Now there's my Hebraic faith or none, only being monotheists and only saying they're giving praise to the creator, the unseen, no statue, no rock, no sun, no moon, no stars, no nothing, the unseen, right? We call Yah or Yahuwah, the unseen. The some may say, the Nation of Islam, the spook god? Well, whatever. Kemet was a spiritual system. Kemet had a real, those were some spiritual, that many times for a reason. They were. But like Reggie said, I don't claim to be, you know, a commission. I'm just a scholar. I just study Kemetic history. And I found that a couple of people like that. Like there's another person. Now I'm not trying to throw no shade on the brother, but even I seen Professor James Small. He always espousing Kemetic stuff, but he said he's with the Ifa tradition. And I'm like, though, now I see Jabari. And I give him credit. Jabari, brother, what's his name? The brother with the locks. Haru. Hell, I forget his damn name now. I knew it was Haru something. Oh, man, I forget the brother's name. Shaka Atmos. My bad. Shaka Atmos. That's it. I'm getting old, y'all. Hell, I can't remember all this stuff like I used to. Shaka Atmos. Wearing the Haru lock. That's why I guess why I'm saying Haru, because he's wearing the Haru lock. I guess I'm going to go over a little bit, y'all. I guess I'll go over a little bit here. Wearing the Haru lock. And so they, at least they try to live that tradition, that culture. No, it ain't all about getting an Ankh tattoo on your arm or wearing an Ankh around your neck. That's one thing I can say about when I was in the Nawabian Nation under the leadership of Dr. Malachi Z. York at that time, as being in the Kemetic school, under Amanura Ankata, that's what we call them. It made you live those cultures, man. That's one thing about the Nawabians. Whatever school of thought Dr. York took you in, you live those. You live that tradition. You live that tradition. You know, people can say what they want about them. You know, like I said, I told y'all, I ain't never been in a man's bedroom. I have no cameras in there. I don't know what the hell happened. That's beside the point. But you, that's what I honor and I give high regard to about that nation, the Nawabian nation at that time. You live those traditions. If you was in the school of Islam, the Ansar, you live as a Muslim. If you was in the school of what was it? They had the Nuban Islamic Hebrews. You lived as a Hebrew. I remember, and before he got incarcerated, y'all, he was taking us back. Some Nawabians say they don't remember. They probably don't want to remember. But anyway, he was saying that we were the true children of Israel. We were true. We were Judah. We were the true seed of Judah. We were that. And I got brochures and everything. I got the synagogue they was trying to open up, the Holy Seed Baptist Synagogue. I got the books. I got the stuff. I remember that. And just so happened that he got locked up at that moment when he started saying we the true children of Israel. But that's kind of strange. But anyway, we went to live those traditions. So what I'm saying to you, brothers and sisters out here, if you're going to holler Kemet, they have a spiritual system. Learn the spiritual system. If that's what you're about. If you want to be, because y'all see the Israelites, we try to live it. Now, I don't agree with everything some of them guys do and, you know, whatnot, the people do out there and some of the doctrine they're espousing sometimes. But at least y'all laugh at some of the costumes. Well, not costumes. Y'all call them costumes. Y'all laugh at some of the dress wear that they have, but that's part of their culture. You go back and look at the stones. Y'all say in Kemet, it's written on the wall in stone. Where if you go in some stones and look at other cultures, you'll see fringes. You'll see the way that the Israelites are dressed. You'll see that in a lot of different Persia, Assyria, Akkadians, You'll see these things on the wall in stones. So anyway, so yeah, I find that you know, listen to that and a lot of things that Reggie was saying. He was saying even a lot of that stuff wasn't even real. Mott, somebody made it up. But there's always an argument against the Israelites. Mott, y'all stole that. That Moses stole it out of Kemet. But according to Reggie, that was made up. It was all, I ain't gonna say BS, but it was all made up. A lot of that stuff that he talked about, he said on that show, it was made up. Y'all go back, go to Cross the Line Radio and look up the last show they did. And you will see they, where they had Brother Reggie on there. The thing they play, it's old. They rebroadcast it. It wasn't nothing new. They rebroadcast it. Let me make sure I say that. Let me make sure it's the last show they did. Well, they redid something else because they did a it was 2 days ago I said that. Cross the Line Radio, Sinette and Brother Reggie defend homosexuality in Kemet. That was the name of it. Sinetta, Cross the Line Radio, Sinetta and Brother Reggie defend homosexuality in Kemet. That's what they titled it. You're going to look at it. It's 2 minutes and 55 something. It's real interesting now. But I find that a lot of brothers and sisters, like as they were saying on Cross the Line Radio, that a lot of comedic brothers and sisters, they're not on the same page. Reggie not on the same page with Ed, just like with us, just like the Israelites. We're not on the same page either. I'm going to say that now. So, you know, the comedic, some say that Haru existed. Some say they didn't. But this San Ma'at didn't exist. Not Ma'at herself. But that whole thing about the confessions is just somebody made it up. You know, I don't know, man. I just find it, though, really, though, that because he go hard against the Bible, but he don't have a – what is his tradition? Polite, go hard against the Bible. But what is his tradition? See, that's what I'm saying. See, some of these people like that, they go hard against the Bible or whatnot, but they never tell you what's their value system. They never – will show you or tell you what their spiritual system is. What is your point? Okay, you want me to get out of the Bible or get out of their tradition, but what do you have? Let me see what your system is. Okay, because you want me to get out of that, but I can't see what you into, because yours might be the right thing. But hell, I don't know, because you don't nobody know what the hell you into besides getting money. So that's all I'm saying here, brothers and sisters. So what do these people really value? What are their tradition? Me, to the point, I don't give a goddamn no more. I don't give a damn what nobody say. Man, you know, sun rain and all that old spookism stuff, that old Bible, made up ass Bible. Well, people can say what the hell they want. Frankly, in this point in my life, I'll be 50-something years old on January the 12th. I really don't give a freaking what nobody say. But this here, I got to do this for me. This is about me and my spiritual walk. And I got to answer for this. Whatever happened in the other world, I have no idea. But I got to answer for it. And my thing is, again, I'm trying, my walk, try to encourage people to do the right thing. That's one thing my walk does, is try to encourage people to do the right thing. Not disencourage. Not try to take you down the road, just go out here and chase out the money. That hell no. My spiritual path that I'm on don't go that way. Don't rock like that. So yeah. It just, man, y'all watch some of these people, man, that's out here. Just watch them and just do your thing. Because I have a lot of still comedic books, man. I have, I ain't throw them away, a lot of things, and it goes into spiritual walk. And one thing about, I want to throw out here too, and one thing people say, man, the Bible, this old made up ass book, that's the white man book. Come on, man, y'all can say what you want, but I ain't got nothing getting into that. But it's made up. But I'll tell y'all one thing about studying the Bible I've been looking at now. I've been going into, when I see names like the Assyrians, I see nations not being mentioned, Assyrians, the Akkadians, the Persians, the Medes, I started to go now and start to look up, okay, damn, okay, this is mentioned in the Bible. Now, they said some parts of the Bible is history. So let me look up and see who were the Akkadians, Akkadians. Who were the Medes? Who were these people? Who were that people? And I looked them up, and I see what their tradition was about. And actually, these you can find different archaeological ruins and things that, that show and prove that these people exist. A lot of these things in the Bible. And I tell y'all, man, see, one thing again is with the Kemet, a lot of people don't get into any other thing. You don't get into what happened, as they call the Middle East. You don't get into the Sumerian information. You don't go and look at documentations on Sumeria. You don't go and look at documentations of Mesopotamia. We don't understand that. They tell you, man, that shit didn't exist. Listen, there's a Hezekiah seal, not Hezekiah Walker, the singer, y'all. But Hezekiah, King Hezekiah, they found a seal. It's just like a stamp. Y'all know like the stamp, but they found the seal, and it's in stone. And it's in Paleo Hebrew. It has his name on it, Hezekiah. And it had his name on it, and I even seen that it had a ankh on the seal, Hezekiah's. It's a little bit of stone, like almost about the size of a nickel or something, a stone. They call it the seal, his seal. It's like you sign a letter and y'all know how they put that little seal on it, you know, the United States seal. It was like that Hezekiah, and it had the ankh on it. Like, wow, found something interesting. But there's a lot of, man, I've been looking at a lot of biblical, historical archaeology. There's a lot of stuff, man, that's out there that we don't, because when you get caught into one system or belief or whatnot, you only look that way. You only look that way. So when people telling you Israel didn't do this, Israel didn't, they didn't build no this, they didn't bury, they did all that, that's a damn lie. There's plenty of stuff I've been seeing, and now archaeological evidence, man, they buried, they did. Basically, some even say, I've seen some things, they said they even mummified some of their people. Wow. Wow. But they only came and mummified them. Mm. And I only see a lot of stuff in Persia. Like in Persia, y'all see in Kemet, they show you the thing, I forget what it's but y'all see the wing, it's like they, some people try to take and say that's the sun god. But you see in the book of Malachi, it says that he will come with like the son of righteousness with healing in his wing. That's in one of the scriptures in the book of Malachi, I think chapter 4 or something like that. It's been a long time. And they show you this wing, a sun disc or the sun with wings on it, right? How about you can go into look in Persia. Let me see. I said in Persia. I think I saw it in Assyria. I saw that symbol, I think, in Babylon. The same wing, this sun symbol. And I've seen the sun of had a sun symbol with like the sun and got like a man on it with wings. I've seen that in a lot of different cultures, like in that area, what they call the Middle East, Mesopotamia, Babylonian and area, in Babylon too. It's seen it in Babylon. When you go and look up some stuff with Iraq, you will see a lot of those same symbols and signs. Like they talk about the pyramid. Well, you talk about the pyramid. What about the ziggurat? What about the ziggurat that's in Kemet? I mean, not Kemet, y'all, Shalakia. What about the ziggurat that's in, Sumeria and all of those places? Y'all ever seen a ziggurat? Look like a pyramid? Look like it? And some archaeological evidence say a lot of this stuff goes way back before Kemet. And I'm not getting into what was first. I don't give a damn what was first. You know, I don't care about all that first. Care about how we can use the information now. That's what it's about. How we use it and make it better for our lives. That's what the only thing that give a damn about. But I just been looking, man, researching history and stuff for, man, I mean, great stuff. Learned a lot of stuff. I was looking at some stuff about a brother from looking at some Hebrew history about the Hebrews, the Israelites in America, the history with that. Man, great history. I've been going and finding out a lot of stuff about that. Brother Dave used to mention a lot of these brothers. I'm going brain dead. Josiah Ford. I remember I've heard about him lining up with Marcus Garvey. Maybe I need to get the hell out of the show, y'all. I'm getting brain. I can't even get my words out when I want to talk now. But I heard him lining up with Brother Marcus Garvey, doing some work with Marcus Garvey, a brother named Josiah Ford. Man, a lot of these brothers, man, did a lot of great work. And I even heard it because he did a lot of music. I didn't know that he did, like, music. I didn't know nothing about this brother, so I started looking at some history. But he was doing music and a lot of stuff, like, kind of like jazz music. And I seen they said the brother was elder. One of their elders was going back. And he was talking about how, you know, Josiah Ford had to try to sue Marcus Garvey for some, you know, because, what you call that, y'all, royalties. Because he was making the music and the music was selling, but he wasn't getting his royalties. So he had like a fallout with Marcus Garvey. Because they talk about, y'all hear people that, like a lot of Israelites, was dealing with Marcus Garvey at that time. So, but that's something we don't get in a lot of history. So it's a lot of stuff that we get. And now I'm trying to think of the name and it came to me now. Brother Dave always talk about William Saunders Crowley. Y'all remember that? Brother Dave always talked about William Saunders Crowley, which I didn't ever know till I heard Dave talking about that. So it's just a lot of history and things I've been just getting into and learning, man, educating myself. And that's what it's really about, trying to learn the true history about a lot of stuff. Because I tell you, man, because we don't know where we're going with this stuff now, what's going to happen. I don't know, man. It's just this crazy times that we're truly living in. And like I said, that's why I say, man, I'm not trying to get out here arguing and debating with nobody. Damn all that shit, man. Just trying to stay grounded and just trying to keep my head straight, looking at things in life about how what's happening with these systems in the world. And that's it. You know, anything other than that, talking about, you know, arguing with somebody over some goddamn history and this, that, and another, man, frankly, I wouldn't give a damn what you believe in right now. I just be honest, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I give a damn about what somebody believe in, and I'm not trying to convert nobody or nothing. I just say, man, if you have a spiritual path, be sincere on it and dedicated with it, and stay grounded, man. That's one thing. Stay grounded. But I think that's about what all of them just going to talk about today. And like I said, yes, sisters and brothers, I don't have a particular day that I'm coming on, man. I really, like I said, sisters, I'm just trying to, I don't know, just study, read, research. And like I said, my whole thing, like, I just don't have this. And I'll be honest with y'all, man. Right now, I hadn't been on. The spark of doing these shows of love like I used to, it's not there anymore like it used to, man. And I don't know. May the Most High give it back to me, man. Encourage me and motivate me. Because I'm not motivated like I used to. That's one thing. I'm not motivated like I used to. And, you know, just, I guess because there's a lot of stuff that have happened, falling out with people. And I'm just not motivated like I used to. Sometimes I want to, sometimes like hell nah. So it's just like, you know, I don't know what it's like. It's like sometimes the hurt of trying to help your people, but you end up falling out with the people. So I think sometimes that has played a major part in why too. I'm not motivated into it like I'm used to, and try to help our people, not argue with our people. But it seemed to be a lot of that goes on. And so I can't really stay focused on the shows like I really want to and bring the information like I want to because of, you know, a lot of this stuff, man. So like I said, really, I've been trying to get on a spiritual foundation and try to stay on the spiritual path. Like I said, study my Torah, study the history, biblical archaeology, and areas that happen in history. I try to just stay focused on that and see what's going on with that and just try to stay on a spiritual path. Like I said, a lot of this, like we see that people are dying and leaving this planet. So, you know, whatever happened in the other life, we don't know. So I try to make sure I got all that lined up and on point. So that's why a lot of times I just hadn't been on. So I try to throw up some shows or something. some content, maybe try to help somebody, motivate somebody to stay on the track. Like the one I did last night. Check out the one I threw up last night with William Cooper, Bill Cooper, man, talking about a lot of stuff. So I say, yeah, with that, man, I'm up out of here. Appreciate y'all, man. Real Talk Radio with Brother Aria is up in his house right here for Culture Freedom Radio. Like I said, one more time, y'all can go ahead and you can follow the shows on the various distributing outlets such as iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the Apple Podcasts and stores. You can find the podcasting right there. So with that, sister and brother, I say, oh, and also, sister and brother, if you can, share the shows as well through y'all various social media outlets. Because I have Twitter. I'm kind of like somewhat be on Twitter. I hadn't been doing Facebook. I really ain't been doing the Facebook, so I can't tell y'all to follow me on Facebook because I don't really do Facebook anymore. I took all the Facebook off my phone and the messengers on the app, so you can't find me. So I'll tell you one way to get in touch with me, though. If you want to get in touch with Brother Aria, you can email us. I need to start giving this out. You can't email me because I'm really not on the Facebook anymore, stuff like that. Don't have none of the media, messenger like I used to. I'm just trying to move away from all that foolishness. But you can hit me up. Send us an email if you have any comments or thoughts or something you might want to Culture Freedom to get into, topic of conversation and whatnot. You can email us at right there at culturefreedom.org@gmail.com. That's culturefreedom.org@gmail.com. You can send me any comments or whatever you want to try to get in touch with me or something like that. Those outlets, that's culturefreedom.org@gmail.com. That's the way to reach out to me on those, on that particular, because I keep my email on my phone, so I can reach out to you as soon as I get it. All right, peace out. Thank y'all for tuning in right here to Culture Freedom Radio Network. Peace. I'm out of here.
Like forever we've been tearing up. When will our face dry? We living in some terrible times, surrounded by these fake smiles, and nobody hearing us. No matter how loud we cry, they won't hesitate to lay us down, even in the daytime. I see my people cursed, only y'all can lift it. Suffering from a broken spirit, only y'all can fix it. You paint the picture vivid, yeah, I must admit it. Deuteronomy 28, when will your people get it? Forgot your commandments, now our foes commanding us. Trying to put some fear in us, cause they the ones who scared of us. They even shoot us down when our hands is up. Everything but these curses bound to abandon us. I remember working in blizzards without a coat. I remember my sister whipped and my wife broke. I remember being forced to serve an idol. When I prayed, I saw my foe's face when my eyes closed. I remember plotting, planning on my great escape. I remember when I slept, hoping I never wake. But make no mistake, I was picking up a rake before the day break. Oh yeah, I remember. I even remember watching my son die. But my routine stayed the same soon as the sunrise. What can possibly justify all this genocide? One where the vicious and wicked casually coincide. I remember whips and I remember dogs. I remember rips and I remember skulls. I remember through the eyes of my ancestors. Open up your eyes and see we ain't better. Don't you see we tearing up? When will our face dry? We living in some terrible times, surrounded by these fake smiles, and nobody hearing us. No matter how loud we cry, they won't hesitate to lay us down, even in the daytime. I see my people cursed, only y'all can lift it. Suffering from a broken spirit, only y'all can fix it. You paint the picture vivid, yeah, I must admit it. Deuteronomy 28, when will your people get it? Forgot your commandments, now our foes commanding us. Trying to put some fear in us, cause they the ones who scared of us. They even shoot us down when our hands is up. Everything but these curses bound to abandon us. I I remember frantically knocking for an open door. I remember my house torch, I'm from the second floor. I remember I fought they battles off them when they war, just to return to them shackles and where was them before. Now we buying all they brands, just last week they were branding us. We don't buy no lands, but we quick to keep chains on us. Just last week from one man, whole clans were ganging up, calling for some help, didn't work when they hang us up. And I remember mobs and I remember ropes. I remember being beaten as the mobs joked. I remember the noose tightened around my throat. And I remember this being the better hope. Our enemies gathering public and gathering secrets to separate us by skin color and all our features. It was evil genius. And to this day we thinking unity's a weakness. This is the reason we still tearing up. When will our face dry? We living in some terrible times, surrounded by these fake smiles and nobody hearing us. No matter how loud we cry, they won't hesitate to lay us down, even in the daytime. Don't trust in politics or fool, be that optimistic. We're suffering from a problem, only y'all can fix it. You paint the picture vivid, yeah, I must admit it. Deuteronomy 28, when will your people get it? Forgot your commandments, now our foes commanding us, trying to put some fear in us, cause they the ones who scared of us. They even shoot us down when our hands is up. Everything but these curses bound to abandon us.